Well, good morning. It is a blessing to be gathered together with each of you this morning here. We were not able to be here last Sunday, and it seems like it's always refreshing for us to be back. It just seems like an extra blessing to be back together after missing a Sunday, and so we're thankful to be here this morning. I was thinking, as I was thinking about sharing here this morning, I was thinking about the holiday we're celebrating this coming week of Thanksgiving, and I thought it would be appropriate to share some thoughts on Thanksgiving. And so I want to endeavor to do that here this morning. You know, we are celebrating, we have Thanksgiving Day this coming week, and I think that's good and that's okay to have a special day. But as I was thinking about this, my heart this morning is to encourage us to be thankful all the time. And like I said, it's okay to have a special day, I think, to think about it. But I think that I know there's a need in my life, in my own life, to be more thankful all the time for the blessings that we have. And to spend more time thinking about the things that God has blessed us with. You know, it is easy for us to be thankful when we feel like God is blessing us and things are going well. And I think that can be called thankfulness. But I think what I think about as real thankfulness is when we can be thankful when things are not going well for us, and when there's trials, we're facing things, and we can, in the midst of those things, if we can be thankful, that's what real thankfulness is. And I was thinking, kind of for an opening scripture here, and kind of for a text for this morning, Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is my heart this morning, to share that is what I have, kind of the direction I want to go here this morning, that we could look at being thankful all ways in all things. And so for a title, I have giving thanks in all things as a title for this morning. So I was thinking about some examples in the Bible of people that were thankful, even when they were facing difficult situations. And there seems like there's a lot of examples. I have a few of them here that I would like to look at. The first one is, I was thinking about Noah there, as he went into the ark, and he was there in the ark for 40 days, and it was pouring down rain, and he was in there, and I can imagine that it could be a pretty depressing situation to be in there and not knowing what the future holds. And obviously he knew that there was going to be a major flood. God had told him of that. But and it doesn't say much about Noah being thankful when he was in the ark. I'm sure he probably was. But what stands out to me is when he came out of the ark, and I was thinking about just the devastation of the floods that we've heard about just recently in North Carolina and Georgia. And those were minor floods compared to what this was. And I can only imagine stepping out of that ark and seeing that, and there's no one around to help him, it would look like a hopeless situation. And what Noah did when he came out of the ark, Genesis 8:20 says, "And Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar." Noah didn't dwell on the situation that he was in, on the difficulty of the situation. Instead of doing that, it seems like the first thing he did when he got out was he thanked God. He found something in the situation to thank God for. I think he probably thanked God for sparing his family, and I don't know what all he thanked God for there, but the point is in the midst of this, Noah did not despair, but he looked at the bright side of things, and he found something to thank God for. And I was thinking to you about David. We know David faced very dark times in his life. He was kind of moving up. He was working for the king and living in the palace, and then all of a sudden his friends turn into his enemies, and the next thing he knew, he's hiding in a cave, fearing for his life. And in the midst of the dark times that he was facing, the Psalms are full of praise to God and thanksgiving to God, and I don't know that they were all while he was facing that, but I think some of them definitely were. I believe that Psalm 9 would have perhaps been, and in there he says, "I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will shew forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever." While David was facing these things, he chose to find something to be thankful about. And it says in these verses, there in verse 4, it says, "Thou sattest in the throne judging right." David thanked God that he's a right judge. And David trusted that God understands the situation. And he was thankful in the midst of what he was facing. And then I was thinking too about Daniel. Daniel was also a man that was, seems like he experienced hard times, but then he was kind of experiencing a lot of blessings there. He was in good standing with the king, and he had a lot of reasons, it seems, to thank God. But then we know what happened there. The people came to his enemies came together and came up with a plan to try to get him. And Daniel could have despaired about that, but it is interesting what it says that Daniel prayed when he was praying. In Daniel 6:10, it says that now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open, his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. So Daniel had a habit of thanking God before this, it says, as he did aforetime, and he kept right on thanking God in spite of what was happening. I don't know what Daniel found to be thankful for in all this, but he found something that he was thanking God for. And so this morning, you know, as we think about these situations, I know that for me, it is a lot easier to see the dark side of situations that come up than it is to see the bright side. But if we want to be thankful in all things, then I think that we need to learn when situations come up to look at the bright spots in the situations and things that come up. And I know that we do live in a time when there's a lot of discouraging things going on around us, and it can be hard sometimes to be encouraged and be thankful. But the truth of the matter is that I don't think there's any one of us in here this morning that doesn't have something to be thankful for. Regardless of what we're facing, in many ways we are the most blessed people in the world in more than one area. And I have come up with just a little list of just a few things here, a few points of what we have that we can be thankful for. And there is many more things, but I want to just go over these things a little bit and talk about them. And so the first one is the love and peace of God. I was thinking about, you know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And as Christians, we have that. If we have nothing else to be thankful for, if God would take everything else away from us, as Christians, we still have that we can be thankful for. And along with that, the second one I have is we have freedom of religion. There are many people this morning that do not have that. And I was kind of shocked myself as I looked into the percentage of people in the world that do not have that. And I just recently saw an article about North Korea. They can't have there. That's a pretty tight place there as far as religion, and they're not allowed to have Bibles. And there's people that are using balloons to fly Bibles and literature in there. And we have so much to be thankful for. We take a lot of that stuff for granted. And I was I was doing a little bit of research, and there's actually about 62% of the world that does not have freedom of religion. So we are very blessed with what we have. And number three I have down is we have the gospel message. We have access to the gospel. And there's many in the world that have never heard the gospel. There are an estimated 3 to 4 billion people in the world that have never heard the gospel message. And we are among the few blessed people in the world that have not only heard the gospel message, but we have grown up, most of us have grown up in a Christian home with Christian parents. And maybe that's not all of us, but I think most of us have had that blessing. And number four, I was thinking about the wars that are going on and people that are suffering there, and was just thinking about how blessed we are. We have peace and plenty. And there's people this morning that are suffering tremendously from wars, and there's people in Ukraine and Gaza and Israel, and I don't know where all else there's conflicts going on around the world, but these people are are facing tremendous hardships, and they don't know what tomorrow will bring. And we, most of us, if not all of us, I don't know if there's anyone here who would have ever lived in a time of war, but I believe most of us would have never known that. We live in a country that is at peace, and we have no idea how it is to be suffering the horrors of war. So it's definitely something that we can be very thankful for. And then number five, I have food and clothing, and we all know that that is a blessing that not everybody has. But there's actually a shocking number of people. There's around 733 million people in the world that go hungry every day. And I think it's fair to say that no one in here knows anything about going hungry. 1 Timothy 6:8 says, "And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content." And I had to wonder how many of us are even satisfied with just having food and clothing. I know I find myself too often trying to get more comforts and just continually, if I have one thing, seems like there's always something else that I would like. And I'm afraid that that is how, too much how we are. We're not satisfied with just the basics because we have so much. And number six kind of goes along with that as well, and that is housing, that we have warm homes to live in, and we take it for granted that we have warm homes with heat, and we have air conditioning in the summer, and there's many, many people in the world that don't have that. And so this morning, you know, that's all I have on that list, and there's more things for sure that could be added there. But the point that I want to make is, if we start comparing our lives with the people that are suffering these things, people that don't have as much as we do, we start realizing how blessed we really are. And we have a lot to be thankful for. Too many of the things that are on that list are just normal for us, and we never even think about not having it, and we don't think about it that not everyone has it. And we tend to forget the blessings that we have, and we get focused on the bad things instead of the blessings. Many times we resist it when God sends trials and things our way, and many times it is actually for our good. God normally has a plan and purpose when He sends things our way. And I think that being thankful is not, it's not just praising God when things are going good and we have a lot to be thankful for, but real thankfulness is when we're able to thank God when we're in the midst of a trial. And I had to think of Romans 8:28. We all know that verse, I think, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. You know, God is able to see the final outcome of things that we can't see. We probably have all had experiences that we we were just not couldn't understand why God is allowing it to happen. And later we look back and we see that God had a plan in it. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about a day when I was having this day that things were just not going well for me, and and this is just an example of one of these things. I was running behind, and you know, definitely wasn't thankful, and it was just things were not going how I had planned, and I was not getting home when I had planned. And when I finally get on the road and start heading for home, I come up on an accident on the road, and I realize that if things would have went how I wanted, there's a chance that I may have been involved in that accident. And then, you know, at that point, when you see those things, you can start, you know, you're thankful then. And I think that, I guess my heart is that we could learn to be thankful from the beginning, and not that we wouldn't have to be able to see everything like that to be thankful. So that is about all I have this morning. I think I would just like to just close with that Romans 8:28 there. If we can believe with all our heart that all things are going to work together for good to all them that love God. If we love God, and that it says all them that love God, and that's everyone in here. If we love God, then that is going to help us tremendously, I think, in being able to give thanks always and all things.